Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. There's a federal court appearance today for the man charged with the murders of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. 58-year-old Vance Belter of Green Isle will be read his six charges, including murder and stalking, and is expected to plead not guilty. Investigators say he had a hit list of mostly Democratic politicians. Prosecutors could seek the death penalty if Belter is convicted on federal murder charges. The development of vaccines to fight respiratory viruses is expected to slow down in the U.S. following a nearly $500 million federal funding cut. U of M infectious disease director Dr. Michael Osterholm says this is a tremendous hit to mRNA research and the industry.
This will disable not only federally funded research, but now what companies were willing to put their own investment into this are likely to pull back completely. So this is going to have an ongoing impact beyond even federal funding in terms of the support for vaccine research.
Many of the 22 vaccine development projects canceled by the Department of Health and Human Services were led by Pfizer and Moderna. Livestock producers can breathe a sigh of relief after the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency rescinded a 48% to 56% increase in feedlot permit fees. Senate Ag Committee Chair Eric Putnam of St. Cloud says state regulators made the right move.
The process was off, and PCA understood that and responded responsibly by saying, look, we shouldn't just surprise people with this stuff. Let's think about it and talk with them first. And so that's what they're doing. So I'm pleased with the response.
He says the decision suggests the MPCA wants to do the right thing. A Minnesota lawmaker has signed on to an official complaint over the wildfire smoke coming from Canada. MNN's Sean Maloney reports.
Lionel Lakes Republican Representative Elliot Angen, along with Republican lawmakers from Iowa, Wisconsin, and North Dakota, submitted a letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The letter calls for an investigation into the country's wildfire management practices and for potential remedies under international law. The lawmakers argue Canada's failure to contain the fires has harmed the quality and life of more than 20 million Americans in the Midwest. They're requesting a response within 30 days. From the EPA. Shel Maloney, MNN.
And the Minnesota Twins are off today following a series win at first place Detroit. Minnesota won the series finale 9-4 Wednesday afternoon at Comerica Park. Rookie Luke Kuechel drove in three runs, and Brooks Lee, Austin Martin, and Alan Roden all hit home runs. Twins open a three-game series with the Royals tomorrow at Target Field. This is MNN.